Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're continuing our conversation, great conversation, with Karen Cataline. It looks like Cataline, I-N-E, Karen Cataline, spelled I-N-E, .com is her website.
Thank you. Rhymes with spleen. That's how people remember.
Well, there you go. She's a talk show host. Yeah. She's a personality. She's a lot of fun. We're glad to have her on. Check her out. Karen Cataline, spelled like Cataline. .com is her website.
With a K.
With a K. We got about 10 minutes. We're going to have about 10 minutes with you. Then Jason Derkovits will come on. Thank you, Jason, for waiting. It seems, I don't know how you want to characterize this. And, you know, you mentioned the Republicans. We almost, conservative people like to attach ourselves with them. But when it's said and done, are they really on our side? My question to you is, it appears to me that us, meaning patriots, meaning conservative, meaning, hard work, truth, justice in the American way, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, whoever, the people who believe in those things, family, mother, father, what have you, their way of life, their values are completely coming in clash, in contradiction to this wave of whatever else that you want to call it. Do you want to call it socialist? You want to call it leftist? You want to call it control grid? Whatever you want to call it. There's an inevitable clash coming, I believe. Do you see the same thing? And if so, what do you think that looks like?
See, I could be very verbose here and say, without a doubt, period. No, you're exactly right. I could not agree more. And if we start to connect the dots, which is easier and easier to do, it's like a jigsaw puzzle, you know. We were talking off the air about how I live in Colorado now. It's my home state, even though I've lived in New York and L.A. and Florida. And in Colorado, we are like the tip of the spear for everything like Democrat nirvana, of everything that could possibly wish list on a Democrat wish list right now. They all are issues that have been nationally funded by special interest groups. Things like safe injection sites, getting rid of the Electoral College, gun confiscation without due process, shutting down oil and gas exploration, and of course, don't forget, teaching, quote, LGBTQ sex practices to grade schoolers. Now, you have to ask yourself, what the heck is going on? What's going on, there is a common denominator, and what it is that socialists have an agenda, and our culture, our constitution, and our very American way of life is under attack. Every single one of the Bill of Rights are under attack, and everything that made this country great is under attack. Case in point, George Soros, who's now pushing 90, but he has four sons, and they're all, from what I understand, pushing his agenda. He was quoted as saying that the only thing that stands in his way of his utopian dream, certainly with him as the benevolent, not so benevolent dictator, is America, and to another larger extent, to a smaller extent, Israel. So it's not that they want to cut America down to size. It's that they want to destroy America and remake it in their own image. And we're watching unbelievable times in that regard. So
you mentioned,
I think you're right.
All right, quickly. Mm-hmm. To me, if you're going to point, obviously there's some esoteric ideas, or returning to God, you know, those kind of things, hard to pinpoint. If I was going to point my finger at what is the institutional problem in this country, I would say it's the government schools, public schools. You just mentioned LGBT curriculum, supporting non-traditional family values, teaching elementary school children about things they should never, never, never consider, over-sexualizing them so they can be easily controlled. Another break. I mean, to me, it's the schools. It's the schools. It's the schools. It's the schools. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are they're fighting us on every front. You know, that's unfortunate, but they want to change the way we vote. They want, always a dictatorship wants to go after children. That's historic. There's a whole host of things they're fighting on, and they're fighting on every single one of those levels. And it may seem like an enormous task, but Donald Trump is doing it. We have to do the same thing. We have to do it all. We have to resist, to coin a phrase, every single one of these things and expose it for the irrationality and the destructive nature that it is.
Okay, for somebody listening, they're on their couch and they're hearing you and they're enjoying meeting you and hearing your voice. Okay, they agree with everything you just said and they think, oh my gosh, what can I do? I can't do anything. I'm just sitting here on my couch. What in the world can they do?
Oh gosh, there is so much they can do. For one thing, they can work to get Donald Trump reelected because he's setting the standard. He is showing us how to fight back. My feeling is nobody can be a Donald Trump. You be the best you can be. He has a certain style. Many people don't like it. I lived in New York. It doesn't bother me in the least. But if you can develop the same courage and the guts that he has in your own style, then you will be helping the cause and helping us to come back from the brink. I think Trump is doing amazing work to stem the tide. And every single one of us, we're his allies. He represents us for the first time maybe in my lifetime. I mean, Reagan was great, but Trump is another thing entirely.
I'm of the opinion that right now, on either side, conviction is king. Conviction will win out. Whether it's the socialists, the Antifa, they got the conviction with running around with masks and the George Soros money, or the conservative Christian, conservative constitutional American, if they have conviction and they're willing to stand. Which side do you think will stand? And this clash, how do you think it's going to break down?
Well, I don't think they'll ever win, ultimately. The bad guys, and they are bad guys because they want to tell everyone else how to live and they want to destroy freedom. They hate individualism. They hate freedom, self-sufficiency. But I would add something, Dan, and that is, yes, you have to have conviction, but you have to have the right ideas. And I don't mean right correct so much as the ideas that you have conviction about have to actually work. And I've always believed that freedom is a moral imperative. I love these discussions because this is why I do what
yes.
I do. Freedom is a moral imperative. And here I will leave you with one of my favorite new phrases, and I'm going to have to write an op-ed about it, which is, God himself gave us free will. We should never expect less from our government.
I love it. That's fantastic. We're about to the end of our time. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I'm going to call you a little later today. Is that okay? I want to talk to you about a couple things later.
I'd love it. Yeah, that would be great. I do my show, actually, at 2 o'clock Mountain, from 2 to 3 Mountain. Anybody who wants to listen to Spouting Off Live, they can call in to my show. So don't call me between then unless you want to be on the air. And I'd love to have you on the air.
Fantastic. Well, maybe we'll okay. go. I'll arrange something. I'll come on some. Absolutely, I'll come on your show. Would love
okay,
to support your
I'd
show.
Love it. I'd love
Spouting
it.
Off.
Great.
Can't you? Isn't that a great name for her? Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
KarenCataline.com. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. God
great
bless
to
you.
Be with you. You
great
too.
To be with you.
Take care.
We'll talk to you soon. There she goes. What a great character and a great voice. These are the type of people that we have to align ourselves with and start to support and start. These are the good guys. I mean, I don't agree with everything my wife says. So why would I agree with everything Karen says? But I agree mostly. We're on the same page. There's certainly things, the majority things we can get on and we can go forward about. And that's what we need to do. And without fear, hey, God put us here. God gave us freedom. God gave us all these things. Do we have faith or not? Do we have conviction or not? She said the right ideas. That's the right idea. The Declaration of Independence is the right idea. Anything that challenges it is the wrong idea. There you go. That's why I want you to put the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator. Please do, please do, please do. Our next guest is a longtime favorite of the Power Hour, Jason Dierkowitz from Grown by Nature. We talked about it at the beginning of the show. Right now in America, the American diet you can eat well, you can eat conscientiously, you can be pretty particular about what you eat and still not get the nutrition you need because of several reasons. One of them, the soil's depleted and big pharma and where they go. Unless you're growing your own stuff and really calculate, I mean, where are you going to get that where are you going to get that nutrition from? And that's why people like Jason are so important. There's only two causes of disease, as Dr. Rogers says, lack of nutrition and toxicity. So if you don't got nutrition down, you're going to definitely have toxicity. Jason Derkovits, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on. Always interesting. Very much like to support you. Jason, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much, Daniel, for having us back. Truly appreciate it.
Oh, yes. We appreciate you. Todd, what did you say? Say that again, Todd. Oh, Dr. Eric has joined us also. Fantastic. Dr. Llewellyn, all the way from the other side of the pond, we're very glad that you're able to join us too.
Hello, yes.
There we go. There we go. Very glad to have you. I want to start the discussion about vitamin E. This is a big thing in the news. This is a big thing. We're seeing reports where CDC or scientists are studying vitamin E and they say, you know what? Well, it just doesn't work. Oh, well, vitamin E doesn't mean anything. Tell us why these studies are coming out this way and what real vitamin E is.
Who, me?
Anybody. Either one.
Well, I suppose the article I did years ago on vitamin E has caused me more trouble than anything else, and I'll be very brief about it. Vitamin E, coming from nature, doesn't really exist. And most vitamin E that passes the legal test for vitamin E is always synthetic. If you actually extracted vitamin E from food and put it through the same test, it would fail the test for vitamin E because the tests are geared for the synthetic forms of vitamin E. So I have very strong views about vitamin E, and when you get through all of these alpha, beta, delta things, the form that works is called RRR, three R's. And that's the active form that which is found in food. And just to blow Jason's trumpet for him, that's the active form that is in his food vitamin E. There are too many contraindications to me for the so-called synthetic or so-called natural vitamin E, which doesn't appear in any tissue or living tissue or in nature. It is purely made in the lab in the various forms. There you are. That's my little controversial bit.
Let me ask you, let me ask him, yes, I do definitely want to get to you, Jason. Let me follow up with Dr. Llewellyn. You said it's caused you more trouble than just about anything. What do you mean? People
well,
don't.
The regulators didn't like me telling people that, these synthetic forms are called natural, and that they pass the legal natural test for vitamin E. And as I said, if you actually did get some vitamin E from food, it would fail the test for natural vitamin E. What a silly world we live in.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's go over to Jason. Jason, add something here to this conversation.
Sure. What you'll find in the market is that they've found what Eric was saying, that, you know, vitamin E, which would be found naturally in food, has many components to it. So when they first started offering what they were touting as vitamin E, it was just one minute fraction which was synthetically produced. Then they started saying, well, you need all the full components of vitamin E. So then what they do, they start breaking down each little component, and then they create this an isolated component ingredient for each of them. Then they mix together the eight or seven different delta, the gammas, and all the isolated fractions. They put those together, and they try to now say, well, this is now your complete vitamin E. Well, the body cannot be fooled as easily as we are when we read marketing. So when the body digests that eight separate ingredient forms, it does not create a vitamin E within our stomach. Our stomach is not a bakery that then takes all these individual ingredients and put them together as they would be found in nature. So with grown by nature vitamin E, you get that full spectrum. That's the word I like to use, is a full spectrum vitamin E. It's got all the components that would naturally be found in food, because that's exactly what it is. It is food. You'll see a lot of the people on the market saying that, well, this is a, gives you all the full spectrum vitamin E, but then when you look at their actual label, they're putting 8 different separate ingredients in there, which are all pharmaceutical synthetic ingredients, which are legally called natural. I don't understand how that occurs, but the body cannot be fooled the same way that we do when we read the marketing.
I don't want to get you into trouble, but let me put something out here that a guest said last week. Dr. Group was on, and he discussed the, what would you call it, the landscape of natural medicine, you know, holistic medicine, you know, these kind of vitamins, whatever. And he said that about 5 years ago, Big Pharma realized that they couldn't contain the switch over to natural healing. The information about Big Pharma was becoming overwhelming on social media, what have you, and people were realizing, hey, we're just getting sicker, and they were flocking to natural things like grown by nature vitamins. And that if something wasn't done, that their whole business model would be undermined if it went too much, you know, a decade or 2 decades more, and it would be totally undermined. And so they came up with a plan, an idea to start stopping this. And part of that began and was and is to buy up all these different natural vitamin places and to control them. Have you seen that? Do you agree with that? Have you seen that? What would you, how would you react to that description I just said?
Well, certainly in Britain and Europe, large companies have bought up most of the retail outlets for their products. So in a sense, they control what is available.
How have you seen things change? Is available? I know things like Comfrey and mandrakes, and I can't remember. I couldn't believe it, that Comfrey is illegal now.
More restricted. Many herbs have been more and more restricted nowadays. In Europe, that's mainly because of larger companies. And a lot of people are buying things that as alternatives to pharmaceutical medicines. And so what happens is the pharmaceutical industry gets the lawmakers to actually ban them. So they've got to go back to the pharmaceutical, and that's happening a lot. I could give you a small list of very shameful things they've done. But I think there is a lot of hope, because when all these big companies control these retail outlets, there are people going around nowadays saying, no, that doesn't seem right to me, and what does this article say? And there are more and more of these whole food shops coming out which are dealing with whole foods and, importantly, proper information.
What do you make? That's very interesting about Europe. Would you say Europe is more restrictive than the United States?
Much more.
But yet we're also hearing that Europe is very resistant to things like Roundup and GMO food. So it's kind of a paradox there.
Well, those arguments have been going on for many years, but now Roundup is effectively owned by a German company. It's been approved
Bayer.
Again.
Yes.
Bayer, yes. And that's been approved again. So the objections just go on, and the side effects keep happening, and I would say the game goes on. You know, there are plenty of people saying, for goodness sake, don't go near the stuff, and other people saying there's nothing wrong with it. Unfortunately, a lot of the lawmakers say there's nothing wrong with it, which, of course, we know is complete nonsense.
We got about a minute and a half before the break. In America, there were two huge lawsuits about Roundup where the awards were, I mean, billion-plus punitive damage awards against Monsanto to these families. Of course, they're appealing it, but there's 1,300 lawsuits ready to go behind that. Do you think it's possible? I don't know how America would then affect Europe. Do you think it's possible that what decency couldn't do, the lawyers are going to be able to do in America when it comes to Roundup?
I can't really talk about America, but I can say in Europe it's highly unlikely that the lawyers would get involved. It's just highly unlikely.
Gosh. Jason, we got about a minute or so. When you see all this and the amount of deception by this, does this, I hope that makes you feel good about your company, about what you do, that you have some sense of pride and a mission, a real mission to do what you do. Do you feel that?
I do. And this week, we just celebrated our 14-year anniversary, and a big part, and thanks to the Power Hour, you guys were our first wholesale account that took us on and put our word of truth out there. And as excited as I am to see the market come to realization of the dangers of these synthetics, it also worries me because you see a lot of these copycat companies coming out, and they're trying to distance themselves from the big pharma type of mentality, and they're saying, well, we're whole food. But guess what? If you actually look at their labels, 99% of those companies calling themselves whole food are also mixing in the synthetic ingredients so they can list a higher RDA on their label, because they're not doing the proper testing on their food components to show what the vitamin and mineral activities are. So they get lazy and they get cheap, and therefore they add in these synthetics. So they'll mix in a little bit of food so they can legally call themselves a whole food product. But then they're also, if you read the ingredients, you'll see ingredients listed in there that are nowhere found in nature. They're synthetically made, they're pharmaceutically made, and then they get added in with their food products. So that's why, I feel great confidence in knowing with Own by Nature that we have been doing it the right way. Our company is 14 years, but our manufacturer has been in operation in the United States since 1977 doing the right thing. And out of my heart, I will continue to do the right thing and try to expose the deception within the market. And that's what one of my passions has become, is alerting people of the dangers of the deception in the market when these so-called whole food companies are coming out and they're supposed to be our competition, but all I have to do is read a label, point out the label to the customer, and they see that we're the ones sharing the truth.
There's the music. We're coming on a break. More with Dr. Llewellyn and Jason Derkovich on the other side. Very happy to have them. Really a pleasure to talk to them. The that's why Joyce and we now say same thing. Buy from the good guys. It's people who are thoughtful, who are mindful, who really are on top of this. These are the best minds in the world, and this is two of them right here. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. The Power Mall, thepowerhour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy, and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rinse.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rinse.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams Probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kuryak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Some of the most basic things that you need, you just have to have. Look, if you're going to... I tell everybody, if you were going to buy one thing and have one thing to take of all the things that we sell as far as, you know, health, nutrition-wise, I would take the multivitamins from Grown by Nature. If you were only going to do one thing, that's what I would do. I would start there and then see how you react. This is going to give you a great base. It's whole food. It's very good. It's over at the Power Mall on sale. The selenium, which, you know, last time they were on, they discussed the cancer-lowering properties of selenium. Hey, Dr. Will, let me ask you that real quick. Isn't it true that selenium, let me get the quote exactly right. It's about 50% lowers your chance to die of cancer or something like that?
That's what the research shows.
Unbelievable.
And there's also another piece of research which shows, published by the British Medical Journal, saying that if you turn vegetarian at the time of cancer, that your mortality increases by 40%. Now, I'm not sure you could add 50 and 40 together, but it's a little piece of information that I think people would benefit from.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, you say, well, let me just take a pill. Okay, you want to lower your risk of cancer death by about 50%, then take this selenium that we sell over at the Power Mall. 50%.
That's true.
That's unbelievable. That's that alone. Everybody who's listening, I always said, if you're going to buy one thing, I'd buy the multivitamin. But if I was going to buy two things with cancer, the next thing is the selenium. I'd buy the selenium. Okay, then the potassium and magnesium. We've talked about magnesium almost ad nauseum and how much you need these things. And the vitamin E is just absolutely crucial. Jason, just quickly, vitamin E, why is this type of vitamin E so crucial?
Because it is actually vitamin E. Like I was saying before, more than 99% of the brands on the market are
that simple.
Synthetic forms. They'll put the word natural on the front of the label, but when you look at the ingredients, you're like, well, where is this found in nature? And the answer is it's not. So they're trying their best to mimic the components of nature, but they fall short every single time, and our bodies are not fooled the same way that we are. So our form is actually a whole food form, meaning that it is protein-bound delivery system, so your body knows exactly how to handle our vitamin E and where it needs to be delivered within the body and has the ability to enter the cells. Our vitamin E has also been clinically shown, and I believe there's also in a peer-reviewed publication showing that it does retain in the liver longer, more than 9 times longer than a synthetic form, because the synthetic forms your body is trying to get rid of right away, whereas ours, and you've heard the term time release used in the market, and that's another marketing gimmick, but ours actually is a natural time release. Your body uses it when it needs it. It's not a synthetic overload on the system that your body tries to get rid of and excrete right away, but your body holds on to it and uses it when it needs it.
Fantastic. You know, that's, if you know anything about vitamins.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
May I ask a quick question? Do they put warnings on the vitamin E in America that people mustn't take this with the pharmaceutical anticoagulants like warfarin, et cetera? Do they?
No, not really. Warning? No.
Oh, my Lord. That's disgraceful.
Give me one second. We'll get right back to that, Dr. Llewellyn. Ladies and gentlemen, all these are at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. They're all on sale. You need these things. Buy from the good guys, and we have two of them right here. I'm going to go quickly to my uncle before we go back to you, Dr. Llewellyn, and the story. You're a big wrestling fan. Obviously, you said that earlier in the broadcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Real wrestler, not WWE or any of that.
Right.
Olympic wrestler.
Tell the story about the Greek wrestler.
Yeah, I was watching it last night, and they had a Greek wrestler in there, and they said, what is the toughest part about coming to America and wrestling? You know, because you're away from your home and family and all that stuff. Is it that? And he says, no. He says, it's getting the proper minerals and vitamins. He says, because America's food is so processed, it's all processed out. The food here is crap.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There's
exactly.
An Olympic wrestler tells you, especially from different places, tells you exactly what our food is like.
Exactly.
You know, great story. Well, thank you for coming, Michael, right. Kevin,
excellent interview, guys.
Yeah, very good. Dr. Will, let's get back to what you were just saying about the synthetic forms of vitamin E. No, let me ask you this first. What does vitamin E actually do for the body? The real vitamin E?
That would take quite a long time, but I'll be brief.
You got 2 minutes.
Well, where to start is the real bit. The main thing about vitamin E is the protection to the heart, to the cardiovascular system. And I'm going to be rather generalized because otherwise it takes a long time, but stop me. It has immense benefits for the immune system and other metabolic processes. It's essential for the nervous system, and it inhibits a lot of toxins and enhances a lot of other nutrients within the body. Now, that's an overview, but please ask me a lot more details. I mean, it's benefit for the cells. It's involved with detoxification, especially the side effects of radiation therapy. The digestive system, it helps prevent things like celiac disease, ulcerative colitis, heartburn. The list goes on. One of the things that vitamin E is not properly recognized for is the benefit to hearing. And because it is very protective to the eardrums. In fact, any problems with the eardrums, it accelerates the healing. It will also help things like diabetic neuropathy. It's anti-aging, essential for the proper of the lens of the eyes. In fact, vitamin E concentrates in the lens of the eyes, where it exerts antioxidant effects. By the way, a lot of the antioxidants sold as natural antioxidants, there are studies, plenty of studies, showing you die quicker by taking these chemical antioxidants.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that's perfectly true.
Well, that's what I've said for quite some time. A lot of these vitamins you go to buy that you think are natural, you think you're getting, you're actually hurting yourself. It's better if you took nothing. And that's true.
I told Jason years ago and sent him some information of these so-called natural vitamins and minerals and the damage they can do to your health. And when you talk about multivitamin and minerals combined, the pharmacopeias will tell you not to take these chemicals at the same time. You must take them about 8 hours apart. Complete utter nonsense. Can you imagine getting a cabbage leaf and saying, oh, I can't have the iron in the cabbage leaf till 8 hours after I've had the iron in the vitamin E in the cabbage leaf? complete nonsense. But the pharmacopeias, including the United States pharmacopeia, will tell you these should be taken hours apart because they are chemicals. Now, if you get into Jason's food ones, no, absolutely no contraindications at all. I've yet, in 30-odd years of using them, to find somebody who's given me a contraindication on those things. Sorry to sort of shout a bit, but I feel very strongly for it.
Well, I think that's a clear misunderstood, assumption that we're making. Hey, if it says vitamin E on it, it says natural, legally it's quote-unquote natural, well, it must be good for me, and it's just not the truth.
It's the legal truth.
That's a great way to answer that, Dr. Llewellyn.
Plants in your digestive system do not read the law, and they continue to process nutrients and drugs, of which vitamin E is one in the synthetic form. They just try and get rid of the stuff.
Let me ask, let's go to the subject that we were going to focus on as far as vitamins. Jason, this time release. Hey, buy this time release vitamins. Like it's going to help you. It's going to be better for you because you don't have to take as many or what. I don't know. Talk about time release. What does that mean and what is the fallacy here being sold to us?
The fallacy being sold is that the word time release is just a fancy way of saying they've added more glue to the product, that it's going to take your body longer to break down within the stomach if completely broken down by the time it passes through. So at that point, they call it a time release. It's sustained release. You'll also hear that it breaks down in incremental periods of time. This doesn't happen with food in nature. The body breaks it down. The body utilizes it. And when the body needs it, in the proper form, it can store it and use it or retain it longer and use it when it's actually needed. So they're trying to mimic that again by saying, well, here's a little extra glue. We're now going to say it's got a time release formulation, and it's just pure marketing nonsense, to be honest. And
did you say glue?
These companies have,
Jason, did you say glue like G-L-U-E, glue, glue?
Basically, it's the different types of binders that companies will use, like in order to make a tablet or capsule, they use vegetarian options that we use, for example, with our stuff. But there's other less than desirable binders that are being used. So when you start getting into this time release market, I'm not talking about Elmer's glue, but a different type of glue that is just geared towards breaking down at a much slower pace.
Well, the other thing cutting in is they punch it much harder. And the quicker you run a rotary punch to make tablets, the harder you have to punch it. Let's just come back. How does food process nutrients? Well, it goes into your stomach where it's broken down into peptide chains, which are different little groups of amino acids. They are responsible as proteins, individual proteins, to go through your gut. And if you imagine your gut has a number of bus stops on it, then vitamin E may be required at this bus stop. Some more may be required at that bus stop. But it's the proteins that make the decision in your gut with the intrinsic values of your gut as to where to drop off some. So you may find your vitamin E is dropped off at four or five bus stops in your gut. But it's the proteins that do that. That's how your food is assimilated and processed and utilized into the bloodstream. The proteins are recognized by the gut, the signals in the gut, and one protein talks to another protein. When you get all this nonsense about time release, excellent marketing. Well, food is naturally time released. It will pass some vitamin E here, maybe an hour later some somewhere else. That's how it works. I think it was about 10 or 15 years ago, the city of Pittsburgh found 160 tons of unused health pills in their sewage system. 150 tons, and that was at least 12, 15 years ago. You see, the law is, I believe in similar in the States, you have to legally declare what's in it. You don't have to legally declare that it does anything.
Oh, my gosh. So natural food is already naturally time released. Your body stores these,
yes,
and if it's functioning correctly.
The important thing here is the proteins actually decide what is needed. It may be one of the bus stops in your gut says, sorry, we don't want any of that today, so it'll go on somewhere else, and eventually, if none of it's required, it comes out in the usual way we excrete things. If it is required, one protein will talk to another protein. They're marvelous things, proteins, but that's the way food works, and that's the way these food nutrients that Jason does work. Well, of course I would say that, but that's 30 years of working with people with severe immune compromises.
At the beginning of the interview, I made the comment that, you know, it's almost impossible, especially in America. I don't know how it is in Europe, but in America, our natural diet, our normal diet, even if you're semi-conscious about it and mindful about what you eat, it's almost impossible to get the real nutrition that you need. Is that a fair statement, Dr. Llewellyn?
That's absolutely fair, and there are some disadvantages to saying that as well. Some of the things like selenium, which I bang on about for a long time, I think studies have shown that you probably get probably about 7 out of 10 people are deficient in selenium.
Wow.
The average UK intake is about 30 to 36 micrograms a day. Doctors who work and understand these nutritional things say you need at least 200 a day for your immune system. So anything up towards that helps. When you get to magnesium, again, about 7 out of 10 are deficient. I think in America it may be 8 out of 10. It's very hard to get hold of these figures because governments don't feel like publishing them very freely. And some of the forms of selenium that are sold are not selenium. They legally are called natural, but they are not. And in fact, one of the biggest selling ones in America is actually soon to be banned in Europe, as it is a known carcinogen.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
oh, my gosh.
You stick within the law, you can sell all these things. And they're cheap as chips, as we would say. Chips in the UK are sort of French fries to you, but they say they're cheap as chips. But the most modern thinking selenium experts say at least 200 a day of natural.
Let me ask you this then. You know, the stuff you find at big box stores, the vitamins, you know, look on the label and say selenium, you know, it'll give a number 200 or whatever, vitamin E 200 and whatever.
Yeah.
But your vitamins, it's a different scale. It's not the same. So Jay, so if you see, I need 100 micrograms, explain that.
Yeah. But let's be absolutely, sorry, I'm cutting in here. Let's be absolutely clear. These are legal allowances that are made. They are not nutritional allowances. They may call it nutritional values. They are not nutrition as found in food. Jason's 100 micrograms or milligrams, whatever it is, may be 10 times what you would find in food. And therefore, I always think of it as being sort of a high-potency food, which is, in fact, what it is, biologically, biochemically. When the law... If we go back 25 years when smoking was perfectly healthy for you and all the rest of it. It took a long time. In time, people will realize that these so-called natural substances are not, and then they have a choice.
All right, let's go over some of these products, and let's talk about the selenium. Okay, I get the selenium. I'm 70% of Americans deficient in it. We're probably deficient. We need some. We definitely want to prevent cancer, and we know that it does that. How much should I take? One a day? One every other day? What should I do?
I don't know what strength Jason is offering, but I like to say a minimum of 200 micrograms a day, a minimum.
I don't have it. Do you know what that equivalent is?
Micrograms.
So Jason, what's one? So how many is that? Is that one or two a day, or what is that?
Well, the selenium that we offer is per tablet is 100 micrograms. And that's the selenium by itself. But if you're in combination, let's say with your multivitamin, which also offers selenium within that formulation, or antioxidant. But you're meeting around that 200 micrograms, and any of that would be found within your diet. Now, it's very scarce within the diet these days, anything that's even your organic foods and stuff like that. You had mentioned depletion of the soil. Some people will test their soil and say, no, our soil is fine, but they're also not testing the activity within the soil. The millions and trillions of microorganisms within that soil are responsible for breaking down those minerals within the soil to the roots of the plant. So a lot of times people are just testing the soil, but they're not testing the activity within the soil. So that's where the issue is. And showing
great
that
point.
Our foods are heavily depleted these days in selenium, iron, magnesium, all across the board. If you were to analyze the foods from these days compared to in the 40s, there was a British researcher, Anne-Marie Mayer, that published a work showing that, yes, in fact, our foods have heavily depleted in nutrient content, but the water content has increased. So,
may I have one comment? I'm sorry to cut in. I get very excitable about selenium. Is it okay if I just say something?
Please do. Oh, my gosh, please.
Well, the thing you have to bear in mind about selenium is certainly this modern tendency for exercise and endurance exercise and stress. They deplete selenium from the body. We have to be very factual about that. So if you've only got a little selenium, you're going to reduce it more if you go into exercise. Now, one other thing I'd say to you, there are two sources often quoted as sources of selenium, high-potency sources. One is the fish mackerel. I don't know if it's sold particularly in America, but mackerel. I advise against that for the simple reason mackerel is a coastal fish and is particularly high in toxic minerals such as cadmium, mercury, etc., etc. So you're doing yourself an injustice if you start eating the mackerel. The other one is the Brazil nut, which is very high, perfectly true, perfectly fine to take if it is fresh. If it is kept for a year in storage to put the price up for Christmas Brazil nut sales, then often the fats have become oxidized.
Rancid.
And
rancid, yeah.
Yep, and so I advise against those two. In fact, the diets I've been doing for 35, 40 years, we always advise, and we'd never give either of those two to people. Brazil nuts, if you want to go to the Brazil nut tree, pick it, fine, wonderful. Mackerel, definitely not.
Well, Dr. Lill, I mean, the only selenium I'm taking is yours, is Jason's.
Yes,
so, I mean, that makes it simple. You want selenium? Buy this selenium. I mean, I'm more than convinced. Let me go over magnesium and potassium. You talked about vitamin E. Magnesium and potassium. Why would somebody, it seems like everybody's short of magnesium. What about potassium? Talk about those two, please, Jason.
Well, magnesium, as Eric pointed out, is one of the most critical ones to consider for supplementation because we're so heavily depleted, our foods are depleted. And when people start trying to go the supplemental route, you'll find there's over 30 different forms of chemical magnesium, none of which are in the same, as Eric pointed out, protein-bound forms. So you're getting these isolated rocks that get pulverized because there is the elemental magnesium within that rock. But our bodies don't have the same microorganisms that are found within the soil. So when we ingest these magnesium rocks, our body doesn't know exactly what to do with it. So a lot of them are actually sold as laxatives or cathartics, which means it's a very powerful laxative. A lot of my customers will call back and say, I really love your magnesium. Every other form has given me diarrhea, loose stools. They haven't helped with my restless legs or my cramps that I'd be getting. Your form is the only form that's working. And my simple answer is, well, ours is the only actual magnesium form that is the same that is found within your food because it is food. And I have a saying that I've been trying to promote is we cannot correct our nutritional deficiencies with pharmaceutical chemistry. And that's exactly true. We start taking these supplements in isolated form, not knowing the differences between forms. And that's the healthiest thing that we're doing in our mind that day. We're eating fast food and we're saying, well, at least I took my health supplement today. Well, guess what? That health supplement might actually be far more adversary towards your health than the fast food burger that you just ate. Because these isolated forms.
Can I just add, Jason?
Go ahead.
People, we got about 2 minutes. We got about 2 minutes.
Yes, people don't know that magnesium, which is, as I said, 7 out of 10 are probably deficient, is actually the carrier vehicle and the transporter of potassium in and out of the cell. And
Whoa.
It actually facilitates the maintenance of potassium or the homeostasis of potassium. So your potassium's not going to do you much good if you haven't got the right level of magnesium. That's my sales pitch. There we are.
So, all right, we got about a minute. So some people who are listening to this are trying to make decisions for their health or audience. You know, maybe they want to buy one thing. Maybe they want to buy all these things. So ideally, is it the multivitamin? They definitely want the multivitamin, I would say. That's where to start. And then what you're saying, maybe add
magnesium.
One pill of selenium, magnesium, potassium. We're taking potassium for granted and the vitamin. We need all of these, correct? I mean, kind of give our audience some choices here.
Well, what I would suggest is certainly the multivitamin, one or two a day. Certainly the magnesium, one or two a day. Selenium, you certainly do need. I would sort of, well, that's what I take. I take chromium as well. But I know how to dose myself because I know me blood.
The vitamin E essential, the potassium, it has to go with the magnesium also, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Potassium
There's the music.
Won't work without magnesium.
There's the music. Jason, probably about 10 seconds. Last thought is yours, my friend.
Thank you again for all the support of our company, 14 years celebration, and we have a great thanks to you. So God bless you, Daniel, and your work, and continue to guide you.
God bless you too. I'd love to have you on. It's an absolute pleasure. Dr. Well, thank you for staying up. I know it's late there. Grown by Nature. These are the products.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I don't stand on a soapbox about certain things I do, obviously. You know that. This is one of them. These products are fantastic. You can ask my wife when she was pregnant how healthy our baby came out. Just fantastic. Love these products over at the Power Mall. Check it out. Buy from the good guys, will you? Thank you. God bless you.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominate.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY.